FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police Minister Becky Cullen says efforts are being made to tackle rising political killings in the country. He says a special team dealing with political violence in KZN has arrested almost 338 people, with life sentences already handed down to 18.
Formed to deal with political violence in the province of KZN. That team has expanded its mandate to other provinces, has had good successes.
Elle was speaking at the Justice Crime Prevention and Security Cluster briefing in Pretoria yesterday on their preparations for the May 29 polls. The minister says out of 23,000 voting stations in the country, about 500 of them have been flagged as being high risk of violence.
There are some gentlemen, if you can call them gentlemen, especially in KZN, that have been coming with these statements that calling violence. One of them has appeared in court already, arrested. The other one, the NPA is taking the decision, is going to be appearing in court.
Meanwhile, government says it will be monitoring social media for offences, including inciting public violence during the elections. The security cluster briefed the media in Pretoria yesterday on the state's readiness for next month's polls. Defence Minister Thandi Modise says police will track individuals' use of social media sites and electronic platforms for any distribution of threatening or harmful messages. She's cautioned people against sharing false, unverified information online.
When an individual creates a video or share a post to the public and where the post contains words, speech or conduct that may encourage others to commit public violence will make one guilty of the offence of inciting public violence, and the police will not hesitate to hold that person accountable.
Modise has also pleaded with political leaders to be cautious when speaking in public. A Hamas delegation is due to arrive in Egypt, where it will respond to Israel's latest proposal for a hostage release deal and truce in the Gaza Strip. Egypt, Qatar and the US have been trying to mediate an agreement between Israel and Hamas for months as the death toll in Gaza rises and calls for a deal intensify. Protesters in Israel are demanding the government secure the freedom of hostages taken during the Hamas attacks in October. After almost 7 months of war, Israel's military operation against the Palestinian group has shown no signs of letting up. Health officials in Gaza say fresh attacks in the region have claimed the lives of more than 60 people in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, World Central Kitchen says it's restarting humanitarian operations in Gaza after 7 of its staff were killed in Israeli airstrikes almost a month ago. Back home, and Eskom says load shedding will continue to be suspended until further notice. The utility has reached 33 consecutive days without the rolling blackouts, a milestone last reached in April 2022. It's explained the pause in load shedding is due to sufficient emergency reserves and sustained generation capacity. If you're weather watching, Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees today, Maritzburg 27, Richards Bay 28. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.